Everybody, this is Ron Ametron from the Creation Lightship, and I'm back here in New York getting ready to go to the New Life Expo in Manhattan at the New Yorker Hotel this coming weekend, which will be the 16th, 17th, and 18th. So let's start our show off here. And are you out there in cyberspace, Annika?
I'm here.
Good. Okay, so I guess we should probably first do maybe a entity clearing here, and then we'll maybe ask people to either call in or type in on the fast chat different questions. And entities are what you call ghosts. So for the new time listeners, these ghost energies, we know about them going into houses, you know, by TV programs, or maybe you went someplace and you just felt very, very uncomfortable. Well, the ghosts are, in the loose term, called spirits, okay? And normally when I use the word spirit, I talk about the spirit that looks out of your eyes. So a ghost does not look out of your eyes, but they're emotional bodies of people who passed on. And these emotional bodies, which are invisible too, so in a sense they would be a spirit because they're invisible and they are a life form, these bodies can body hop. And what happens is when a person is living and the emotional body is still connected to that person, then this body is used to counteract the mind energy, psychic attack energy, people's thoughts that, you know, are perpetrated on you. And this body absorbs this negativity, okay? So typically, just to be very simplistic here, if somebody thinks a bad thought about you, this body is there to catch it, absorb it, and it prevents your physical body from being harmed. Well, I think probably around the age of 10, as we grow up here and live on the planet Earth, this body that was brand new, spick and span, is overloaded. And it could even be sooner than that, but I think 10 is a good age to kind of look at. And then from there, it starts leaking over into our physicality, causing us illnesses and disease and habit patterns, etc. Well, naturally, throughout the lifetime now, this body takes on more and more and more stuff. And then eventually, when the physical body dies, this emotional body, and there's many other ones too, but the emotional one's the big one, this one now loses its home. And in the church services, since we're still a church-based society, you know, people are buried and the minister, rabbi, priest, or whoever is doing the service there, normally does something to take away the spirit. And the spirit then leaves and goes on. So that happens almost always. And what's left behind, because they don't know about the other invisible bodies, is the emotional body. So it's now suffering and being very upset because its present owner, will say, that had it in there with it, you know, the body is no longer there. It sees it being buried. And it will go on to people at the funeral and body hop, bring out the sorrow because it's now seeing itself getting buried. It knows it energetically, not that it's physically seeing it, okay? And this is why people all of a sudden cry a lot at funerals. It's not because they really lost the person that much, but it's typically because that emotional body hopped into them, and it's very, very sad. Well, after it kind of gets over part of that, it now looks around for a body to come into because it wants to live. It needs life force energy. So it finds somebody who maybe at first had the same physical illness or maybe, say, a car accident or whatever. Maybe the person was shot. So it looks around for people that had that same experience because it resonates to that energy. Then it hops into that body, because it knows that energy, it knows what it experienced last. And then from there, it can, if it likes the body, maybe it's a similar body build of what the person was, it says, man, this feels very comfortable to me. You know, the person might be 3 inches taller, but it goes, man, I can shrink a little bit, you know, or expand my height one way or the other. And maybe the person is fatter, it goes, well, I can live in a fat body, or even a skinnier body. And so it now comes into the body and starts living there. And then sometimes it'll start to come into your consciousness, because it wants to do things in the body like it used to do before. So now it's the playground is the body. And all the thoughts of this emotional body now goes into the person. And all of a sudden the person does strange things that's against their normal life history or story, we'll say, of what they've experienced in the past. And their friends wonder why they're behaving strangely. Well, that's just one entity. So we probably have thousands of them. And this is why people are not accountable for their actions, why they fly off the handle easily, because it's not really them. Your spirit's very peaceful. It doesn't deal in that realm, but the emotional bodies do. So these are what I call entities. So that's a good way of describing what they are to the first-time listener here. To you older people listening for many shows, you know what they are, and you're saying, gee, come on, Ron, hurry up. I want to get entities out of me. So here we go. We'll start to work with the bottom of our feet. Remember, they go anywhere in the body, and they can be attracted by physical pain, along with trauma of what you're going through. So if you're having an argument with somebody, then you have entities that come into you who like to argue maybe on the same subject, kind of like a political debate, you know. They'll all come in and view their viewpoint of life and the way they think it's supposed to be. So here we go. And you can watch somebody's eyes change, too. And they're not centered. They get off on tantrums, et cetera. And when that happens, they're running the life of another emotional body or many of these. So here we go, getting them out of the bottom of our feet now and moving up now to our heels and working with the toes also, going up to our calves. So if you feel tingling in your body or something like that or warmth, it's because your spirit now is able to come into these areas that this entity, this life form, has taken up space. Remember, if you're not home, who is and who's there? So these things come into you, us and you and me. Everybody has them here. So this is why you want to be in the moment, because when you're in the moment, then you're in spirit. Otherwise, we're in time, and these things come into us completely. So here we go. Remember, Jesus said on the cross, basically, forgive them, for they don't know what they do. Hello? That's the clue for everybody. You know, doesn't take much common sense there to understand what he was dealing with, too. That's why he got abandoned at the last hours, basically. You know, that's what they say in the Bible anyway. So it's because nobody wanted to stand up, and the entities were afraid, the emotional bodies, and naturally we can go on and on and on, but let's keep on with the clearing here. And next thing, and you may wonder why people aren't in integrity. Well, that's the reason, okay? That's where I'm going with this here. People are not in integrity when emotional bodies come forward because they don't necessarily want to live there. Here we go. Going up to our knees now and moving up to our waist and moving into our solar plex area and moving up to our heart, top of our shoulders and going down the arms, elbow, wrist, palms, fingers. You might want to wiggle your fingers, maybe wiggle your toes too. And now going up our neck to our head, eyes, ears, etc. You might want to shake your head a little bit as they help to get released too. And you may start to feel yourself even heating up, possibly. Here we go. We're going to bring more of your spirit now into your body. This is what this program is all about, is to get you to connect with your spirit. Your spirit needs to be with you. It was with you 100% when you were a baby and first born. And the traumas and stuff that we go through here, whatever that would be, physical pain, forces our body to be out. That the spirit to be out of our body. So here we go. We're doing some more clearing here. Once over clearing again. And if some of your pain leaves you, it's because the entities brought you their pain. And that attached to your body. So now you're suffering with their pain, which you thought was your own. Okay, now let's bring in more of your spirit. So we're going to have your spirit connect with the other parts of you that left. Remember, it only leaves because you kick it out of your body, basically, to be very straightforward here and blunt. And how do you do that? You get angry. Your spirit pops out. If you're in pain, it pops out also. And so we kick our spirits out quite often here and because it's traumatized. And then it doesn't really want to come back because it goes, man, this is just too hard here. So every moment that there is, your spirit's looking out of your eyes because the spirit works in the present moment. So you could be losing a lot of your energy just by having a confrontation with somebody or having a lot of pain. So here we go. I'm going to bring you more into your body. So I'll count to 10. And your spirit knows how to come in. And this you should be doing yourself. So just kind of understand that what I'm doing here is what you can do yourself every day to become more heart-centered, to have more healing energy into your body. And your spirit is naturally being healed before it comes into you because it doesn't really want to be here. So it needs to be cleaned off, dusted off, so it can re-come in, rejoin you, so it can have a life with you again. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10, so it comes in at this time. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, your spirit's with you more than what it was. Your eyes might be brighter. So you can always look in the mirror to see. And if there's somebody around you that doesn't have really bright eyes, then you know that entities are living inside of them. And it's hard to be accountable for your actions because the entities just want to play around with you. And then they leave when the situation is over, as far as like a situation of anger or fear or whatever. And they go to someone else, but you're left holding the bag for their actions. And this is why most people, when they do something, and a day later or so, they say, well, I really didn't do that. Well, they have no memory of what happened because the entity took all the energy away. And you're still left because you're physical here, and your body's accountable for the actions that it does. So, Annika, are you out there in cyberspace still?
I'm here. Hi, Ron. Hi, everyone. There's a lot of little questions and things like that going on the fast chat.
So,
and some of them seem to be related to what you just spoke about, so I'm going to go into some of those. Ed was asking, what happens if the minister does not take away the spirit? That must have been something you mentioned.
Okay, normally people pray. I'm sorry. And so during the church service, they probably already connected this poor spirit to the light of the darkness. And so that's normally almost always done. Plus, remember, you probably have a belief in religion. And so what happens is the spirit takes on the whole belief system of your whole life. So let's just say that you did go to church, and they were talking about heaven and hell, and somehow maybe you didn't really like them talking about hell all the time, so you said, I'm not going to go to church anymore. It scares me. Okay? Well, guess what? Your spirit's imprinted with that fear of hell. So what's it going to experience? It has to go and experience hell. Why? Does it have to experience that? Because it has to be cleaned out. So it's going to experience what it was taught in this lifetime. Now, if it believed in heaven, or maybe it believed in going to, let's just say that you were maybe Catholic, and because they prayed to Mother Mary a lot. And in the old days, when I was growing up, since I'm not, a 20-year-old, we'll say, I lived in a neighborhood that had a lot of Catholics. And back then, they all had a little statue of Mother Mary on their dashboard. So if you're older, you might remember seeing that. And some even glowed at night. And so they all had that. And so they believed strictly in Mother Mary, not that they didn't believe in Jesus, but they believed more in Mother Mary, probably because Mother Mary is supposed to be more accessible. But anyway, so if they were a Catholic then, and they believed in Mother Mary, praying to her, then if they died, they will have that belief system of Mother Mary. And so who's going to appear to them upon their death? It'll probably be Mother Mary to come to them. And so remember, this is the light of the darkness. It's not the true Mother Mary. It's the fake Mother Mary that the dark side created. Because if you did go to true light, you'd be out of here. You know, everybody says, how come I'm here for so long? I went to the light each time I died that I believe of or think so in each lifetime. I couldn't have been that bad of a person, you know. And why am I still here? Well, it's because you're held captive here with the dark side's reincarnation process. And naturally, most people believe in a religion or something. And this is why you're held captive here also. So anyway, I guess we can go on from there. So back to you, Annika.
Okay. Now, New had a couple of samples for clearings that maybe would be really great for us to do. One of them is a weight loss clearing, if you have something like that. The other one is an infection body healing or clearing.
I don't really have much for weight loss. That would probably be more of typically emotional stuff if you're eating a lot. So it could be something wrong with your body, too, maybe hormones or something. So really, that gets to go into too many different areas. We had a show on about healing, and I forgot what day it was. Maybe somebody out there on the fast chat might remember, but it was about an hour and a half show on a Friday. And I thought it was a very, very, very good show. And it talks about healing, how something that looks very simple can be so complex. You might remember it too, Annika. I just I don't have the date in front of me here. But
was it when Ann was on? Was that Ann's show?
It wasn't Ann, no. It was somebody else, and we did a Friday show. I'm sure somebody out there may have remembered this series. Probably about a couple months ago or so.
Okay.
About 2.5 months ago. And somebody requested a healing because of a dog bite. And so
I do remember that.
And that's a very good show to reference on the archives here on BBS to find out why maybe you're not healing, you know. At first, it looks like it's very simple. You just have something simple that happened to you, and then you go, man, it's not healing. What's going on here, you know? And it's just because all these different negative patterns, mindsets, another word to say is programs, kick in. And when they kick in, then you have a more difficult time doing the healings because your body has to clear out so many different areas of consciousness. So as I use the word consciousness, what I'm really talking about is programs. It's more like a computer, and one program triggers the next, and you have to keep taking away the mind programming that we have done to us by the planets, et cetera, by the aliens. I use that term a lot here because they're giving us mind control transmissions. And so if you don't understand that fully and you go, what's Ron talking about? I don't really believe in aliens, or why is he talking about aliens? That kind of scares me. Well, you should be afraid of them, number one. But the planets you might relate to more because that's right in your newspaper every day. And so the planets are controlling you. That's why they talk about what's going to happen to you. And so right away, it's like, something out there that you don't know anything about, and there's a couple thousand of them. So I have a clearing for that. But anyway, so what happens is that you're being controlled by programs transmitted to you. Some are activated in your DNA at certain times of your life, maybe even certain days. It could be maybe a program that's activated every Thanksgiving. You know, maybe back, when they had the first Thanksgiving day, maybe somebody was going out there and they're attempting to maybe shoot a turkey, the poor turkey, and maybe they shot you instead. And that's programmed in you. Then you had a child, and that was passed on to the child. So now, throughout your genetic history, everybody has this problem of Thanksgiving Day of being shot. And you go, wow, I don't know why I have this feeling inside of me, but, I have this, and I really feel sorry for the turkeys on Thanksgiving Day, maybe because you had a lot of pain. Well, that's still with you. That's a program that got put into you, okay? And that got put into your DNA by you. Well, there's other ones that get activated by the dark side energies, which is what I call it, which is in time, and we're running their programs. This is why this whole show is about for you to be in your spirit, in the moment. When you're in the moment, these programs are still there, but they're not going to be running because your spirit only knows light. It doesn't know about anything from the past, typically, or the future. It only knows the now. They can't look at the past, but mainly the spirit works in the now, and this is where it lives. The light ship can work in the past because you already have a past history, but there's no future in the light. So people doing programs of looking up energies in the future, that's all dark side energy transmissions from your natal chart. Basically, different things are doing this to you. Your free will is taken away completely, and so you're running this energy of mind control patterns. So all we are is a computer. What program's going to come up next, okay? And what are you going to be experiencing? Oh, we got Chris on here. It's 8:28, he thinks. So we'll see. So anyway, What was I going to do here? What type of clearing?
We were talking about weight loss, and then we talked about the infection body sample.
Okay, so weight loss, like I said, is I can do a clearing for 5 days here. I don't know how that's even going to work because weight loss can be so many things. Remember, it can go in a million different directions for weight loss. So, but we'll put some energy in here, which would give you, it'll release, in a sense, maybe things that you're eating that are giving you bad energy. Let's put it that way. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared, okay? So let's do the infection body. So this is another body that gets overwhelmed, clogged up. And when it gets clogged up, just like a cup in your sink, and when you have water running into it, it starts spilling over, and all the gunk comes out of it. So here we go, because it's never healed. So we're going to do an infection body clearing. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, Annika, back to you.
Okay, great. Julie, I was asking about what we talked about last Monday with the Earth Spirit going out into its auric field with 80%, I think it was, to help clear its own auric field. And Julia is asking, after the Earth Spirit does this, will it begin to clear out the auric fields of its inhabitants?
Oh, okay. That I really can't answer because the light only works in the now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what it's planning to do.
Yeah. And then we had a lot of little comments about judgments and how judgments actually affect us spiritually. Marie was asking that, and some people do not like certain music, and some people do. And you know, obviously, we all have different judgments, and working on being more in our bodies, the judgments are kicking out part of our spirit. It's what In the Now is reminding us of. There, thank you. So maybe we want to do a sample of the judgment clearing.
Sure, that sounds great. So I'll just go back to the Earth Spirit in case somebody's new on the line. A week ago last Sunday, the Earth Spirit, decided, we'll say, to, and it's been preparing for this, I'm sure, but it decided to go to its auric field. This is the energy around it that's being invaded by the alien dark energies, okay? Whatever that means to you, okay? To me, it just means that these other conscious beings, because they're all conscious of probably darkness, or even some that are maybe part, even have spirits in them that sold themselves out, and many people on this planet do the same thing, okay? You know, are out of integrity. So these energies are allowing you to be tampered with, okay? Because in the light is strictly free will, free choice. And naturally, because the light gives everything that it created free will, free choice, that free choice is also being able to dabble in the darkness. And the darkness is a separate energy from the light. The light never created the darkness. It just is there. And somehow the darkness likes to come into the light territory, and it likes to steal the spirit energy, the soul energy of all the inhabitants, which is what it's doing when you get kicked out of your body, okay? By thinking negative thoughts or getting involved in a confrontation or whatever, and also pain, okay? So what happens is it brings forth all this. What happens, people talk about Mother Nature. Well, you know, the storm happened, you know, it's Mother Nature's, you know. There's no such thing. The Earth would never harm any of it, the thing that it created. See, it created the Earth here. Why would it want to destroy the Earth? It doesn't do that, okay? The darkness is causing those problems, okay? So if you wonder what's happening, that's what it is there. So what happened was the Earth Spirit decided to close off the auric field. Now, naturally, there are a lot of people on this planet with good intentions, possibly very loving people, and they think that somehow the Earth Spirit is suffering. So they want to bring in from universal mind, collective consciousness that they think is source energy, light, to the planet. So what they're saying is that they know more than what the Earth spirit knows. That's basically how you'd look at it, being very simplistic, and that these people are now going to, with their own free will, bring in light here. Like, they know how to do all this here, and the Earth spirit doesn't know anything. It's very stupid, okay? And it needs our help. Well, it doesn't need anybody's help. In fact, it's suffering because of people bringing in these energies. And naturally, when you bring in an energy, remember, the light doesn't promote itself. Everything that the light created has light with it. So the only reason why you lose the light is because something tampered with you, okay? And so the Earth spirit decided to fight back and to get rid of and clean up the auric field. Remember, when people start to pray, bring in light energy, whatever you want to call that, meditative circles where people bring in energies, they are putting holes in the auric field of the Earth, and then they allow other energies of darkness to come in. So the Earth lost its what you want to call possibly a spiritual protection. It lost its way of defending itself, so to speak, because these things should not come in here. So these people are doing this with their free will. Remember, that's probably the main problem with the light. If you look at it realistically, the light gave you free will, free choice. And because of that, this is what gets us into trouble. So they caused all these problems, and the aliens came in here, connected to us, and from there they're doing mind control transmission. So the Earth spirit's suffering. It's also under attack. So it decided to take 80% of its energy and go out and fight. And so it's trying to, I shouldn't use the word trying, it is securing its outer auric field. So just think of a donut. Maybe we'll just say a Weight Watchers donut with the, you know, with the big center with a little bit of substance around it, okay? And so it's out there, and it's going to fortify its connection to its creation, which is the Earth physical planet, okay? And it's going to attempt to eliminate these energies. Along with that, I'm sure if there are any other, and I'll use the word good ETs out there of pure light, they are going to be helping with this process also, along with the light ship, okay? So there's a lot of stuff happening. People have commented that they've seen people the next day on Monday and Tuesday completely change because of this frequency. Now, since the Earth spirit left 80% of it unmanned, we'll say, unconnected, some people might feel an ungroundedness, using that terminology, to the Earth, like they've been maybe abandoned. But what happened was the light ship brought in what I call placeholders. A placeholder is an energy that can sit there. It's pure light. It doesn't do anything because it doesn't have the ability to do this because it's not in control of the planet. Remember, the light is strictly free will, free choice. It's not going to go in and do anything other than provide love energy for the Earth spirit. And that's all that it can do. And love energy really is just a neutral energy. There's no real emotional tendency to that like we have on this planet of emotional love. So it's just they're holding space. That's why I call it a space holder. Now, if the space holders were not here, the Earth spirit would lose 80% of its life force. And who knows what could happen at that point. I would assume that we'd have a lot of earthquakes here, a lot of negative things happening, because the glue that's holding the Earth together would not be there, which is the Earth spirit, okay? So the placeholders there are now just holding space, along with the 20% of the Earth spirit, so that the Earth is not going to self-destruct. And there could be a lot of things out there, maybe on websites, talking about what they may have felt last week or whatever, but that's the gist of what's happening here. It could be people talked about prophecies of the Earth having the time change a lot, also having maybe the magnetic poles change. Well, it could be interpreted that way. But basically, this is what's happening. So it's trying and attempting, I won't use the word trying, it is attempting and going to fulfill that because it has to save itself, just like you. You have to get your spirit back. So it has to go in and clean itself off with the negativity that's being perpetrated on it. So whenever anybody does anything that's attempting to connect to light, then you're bringing in these dark side energies, because people pray, connect, chant, or whatever they do, they put energetic energy out that's going to connect to these energies outside of the earth plane, because they think that the light is way out there. You know, there's all different words for it, the central sun or whatever. But the earth spirit is here, just like your spirit in your own body, and it's in the core of it, and your spirit's in your heart center, and this is the way it works. So it's doing the same thing that you're going to be doing. This is actually part of the ascension process. So this is why the planet's so dark. So it's trying it's saving itself, bringing itself back together again. As far as what's going to happen to us when this happens, I would assume that we would have a much better life here, because people resonate to the earth. You know, I mean, we'll just briefly kind of, let's say, the heartbeat of the earth, okay, just to make it that simplistic too. So when the earth gets pure love energy in it and all the negativity leaves, then you should probably feel much better yourself. And people have commented on that before. So anyway, this is what's happening. So judgment, this is what the big one is people judge. So here we go. We'll go back 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared, taking away judgment patterns that you may have experienced, programs. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, just to clarify about actually clearing out our own judgments, New is talking about how we shouldn't be judged for simply speaking the truth, and that's obviously clear. And you know, we were talking about that sound can really affect some people, and some people don't like the sound of, you know, let's say the intro that we have for the BBS show. And maybe they're, you know, some people are more sensitive to sound, some people are more sensitive to certain things. So I was sort of then thinking about possibly the clearing. Oh, it's left my mind right now. You know, that goes into our senses when we get overloaded. It's not the emotional one. Ooh, lost the name. Ron, are you there?
I'm still here.
Maybe I should look at your list of services and get back on that. The sensory body.
Okay, yeah, the sensory body. That could be overloaded to some people. You know, everybody has stuff, okay? So here we go. So sensory body, going back, this is how you sense the energies on this planet. If you had no senses, you know, you wouldn't even know that you're here. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, or today cleared. There we go. So that's cleared out.
Okay.
And you might feel a little better. Remember, the light doesn't judge any of its creations. And so, you know, if you know of people who have a certain religion background and they were taught certain things to do and not to do, then they take that on as the truth because this religion is telling them that this is the way it's supposed to be, because they interpret this is what, you know, I'll use the word God, is supposed to reprimand people for being a certain way. Probably one of the more hotter subjects is people who are maybe bisexual or, you know, gay or lesbian or whatever. The light doesn't care what you do, what you are, okay? You're just expressing an experience, okay? And that's what you're here to do on this planet, is to express and live an experience. But a lot of religions, you know, get into that aspect of that, and it could be a very heated topic for these people, only because they have this judgment stored inside of them. And also, the same thing would be for abortions, the same process about that. But it still boils down to free choice, free will, and the light ship allows you to have this choice. I mentioned about abortions on one of the shows here. We're probably going a little sideways here, but What normally happens when I do, say, consultation for people, or I'm doing an emotional clearing, I go, boy, what happened to you at the age of 15? This feels really rough for you. And they go, oh, yeah, I had an abortion, and they, kind of look like they've been, browbeaten to death by their parents, and they feel awful because of this here. Well, I'll just put some light on that for everybody. What normally happens is the spirit of the fetus, say of your baby, decided not to have life with you, okay, for whatever reason. It decided to back out of not being with you in this lifetime or at that particular moment, okay? And so what happens is that the spirit goes to your soul family. Remember, these are all other spirits that you incarnate with over and over again. They all know each other. This is the forced reincarnation, okay? And it says, okay, I have the same basic frequency as everybody in the soul family here. And does anybody else want to come into this child? And they look at it, and maybe for some reason, maybe the person was on drugs, or maybe they saw the horoscope, the natal chart of the two parents, and they go, man, this is going to be a really hard life. I don't want to do this for whatever reason. I'm just using this as an example of having a bad life, okay? So they all say, nope, we decide not to go into this baby. So the fetus has really no choice. When the fetus is in the mother, the mother's spirit is nurturing this child. And, to me it's a no-win situation for a woman. But either the child is going to be, would have an abortion. So either the child is going to be born and die shortly after that because there's no spirit in it. The body needs to have a spirit. Okay, a spirit backs out, it's not going to live. So what's more heartbreaking, having that or just having the child, having it be aborted? I'm not going to judge that either way. But that's the truth of why people go through abortions. Because the spirit says, I can't be in here. So, what's best? You could, if you're a woman, you can look at that and say, well, maybe having the abortion is better than carrying a child to full term and then seeing it holding and having it die in a week. I would think the abortion might be easier. As far as religions, they go into that about you killing a life. They don't know anything about the spiritual connotations of this here. They think they may know something, but, that's what actually happens. That's what's behind the scenes going on, and that's why people are aborted typically, okay? So I guess back to you, Annika. This show is just flying by.
I know. I have a hard time covering everything here. It's so good. So many different questions and topics. Helper, I totally missed a little question there and lots of good comments, too, that I didn't get to cover. But Helper is asking, besides the mental barcode, do you recommend Earth Mind Matrix Disconnect?
What that does is help to disconnect you. May not be 100%, but it'll get rid of most of these clearings are, I'd say, at least 95% effective, okay? The only reason why they're not 100% because there might be something else hidden in there that we have to go deeper on. But that one gets rid of the energy from the mind-controlling energies that's here on this planet. That's being transmitted to you. So that's a very nice clearing. I'll do a sample of that one. So here we go. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, back to you, Annika.
Okay, Everett is wondering about dreams and if there is a sample clearing to help retain or listen to a message that we have in a dream. He's saying a dream about Apex, and I'm not sure what that is, but maybe you know.
Okay. Most of the material out there about dreams, from what I have heard about, remember, I haven't done any reading of books for probably about 30 years. I just stopped reading. So I'm not that well-versed with what's happening currently. But in the old days, remember, there's a couple of books out, and they're still probably available, and they talk about dreams in it. You can look into your dreams and find out what you're going to be going through next. Typically, they say that your spirit, if I'm not mistaken here, is attempting to contact you because in one way you're not conscious enough when you're walking, alert, you know, listening to your spirit when you're awake, so it comes into your dream state to show you what's going on because you're going to remember it more there than it will consciously because you're probably too busy in the daytime. And there's a lot of information about what dreams tend to mean. From my perspective, when you're dreaming, you're going into a situation in a parallel lifetime. And remember, the light only works in the now, so how can you have more than one lifetime when you're here? So that's all negative energy. And so what you're picking up, very possibly you are viewing a parallel lifetime situation, and that situation is what you're experiencing on a parallel life. Now, can that be negative or could it be positive? It could work either way. There could be things that are good that's happening to you in a parallel lifetime. You shouldn't be in it, but it still could be a good thing. Let's just say, for instance, you're struggling with money, okay? And maybe in a parallel lifetime, you're, since I'm in New York here, the stock market center of the world will say, maybe you're a stock market broker, trader, and maybe you're making tons of money in the stock market. So you get that information coming back to you here, and you invest your money because you know that you have this knack for this thing because you have it in your dreams all the time, and you lose all your money, and you go, man, what's happening here? I got all these visions about making money. Well, just another way to make you suffer. So the dreams typically are out there, and they're from parallel lifetime. The same thing as deja vu, okay? So if you look at deja vu, seeing things that maybe just reoccurred, like I've been here before, boy, what's happening here? You know, I remember this here. Well, that's because of the same exact thing. Is that you're reading the dark side script somewhere, and you should not have any parallel lifetimes. When I clear these away from people, having this the parallel lifetime from planets that are cloned, and your cloned body, where your spirit that lives in you right now goes to, then it brings back the information from that lifetime. There's thousands of these coming back to you, and then it comes into this realm of experience. So all of a sudden, you're programmed by what you've done, maybe in a couple thousand lives each day. And you wonder why your life is so screwed up, okay? And so when I do this clearing, people say, man, I find I can get a good night's sleep. I sleep peaceful. I don't jerk around in my bed. And another negative thing from going out and having these parallel lifetimes is that you can wake up completely traumatized. And you could also wake up with bruises on your bodies or even cuts, not knowing where they came from. Didn't have them the night before, and the next day maybe your arm's hurting. That's because something happened to you in that parallel lifetime. Your spirit got imprinted with that and brought it back into you, and now your body is taking on that energy, experiencing that, and it's in your blueprint now, and your body goes through that ride of whatever that situation would be. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so Everett was mentioning there that, yes, someone is talking to him about the apex energies, just clarifying that he's been meditating more. So that was where possibly that came from, too. So okay. Anyway, maybe go on to another thing, or do you want to talk about that? I don't know.
Well, you'd have to figure out what that is, okay? If you connect with your spirit and your heart center when you meditate, then you will probably get information that would be correct. It's always going to be what you ask for, okay? And you have to keep asking. The information that comes into your head is just going to be the stream of consciousness, the dark side telling you things. And most people that I talk with who meditate, not everybody, but most people, talk about going very deep in meditation, going really far out, and they're seeing planets, seeing this and that. Well, they're actually doing like astral projection, and they're going out of their body, whatever word you want to use there. Well, who's protecting your body when you're out? You should not be out of your body. So that's a thing that you should not be doing. And you don't have to meditate to get your spiritual information. You should get it instantly, just by dropping into your heart center and your spirit can then communicate with you. You must ask. It will not really necessarily talk to you continuously because you have to pose the questions to it. And it will give you the best guidance that it can at the time. And then it's up to you to keep asking, okay? And that's how your spirit works. It's there to help you, to give you guidance. It will never tell you what you must do, okay? Because, again, if it told you what you must do, then it's no different than the dark side, because then it's controlling you. Remember, you have free will, free choice. So you're in a body, and you're able to do what you choose to do here. But your spirit is there to help you out. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, I wanted to make sure that I covered something from everyone here. Alina is asking, is self-sabotage clearing among the online clearings?
I think it is.
Okay.
Let me do a sample of this here. If not,
safe.
I also do one in person. I can create clearings. Like I may have mentioned on other shows, when I first started doing the clearings, I only did maybe like about four or five of them. And then all of a sudden, people started saying, well, this clearing worked for me, but it still has something else that I need. So that's why we have so many clearings. So most people, when they see the list of services, naturally you look at it and you go, man, I need all these things. Well, you may not need all of them. You just need, the ones that kind of are the most needed for you, which is the first one is the emotional clearing. We give a initial self-empowerment on there if you want to check that out. That's what I would recommend having. So here we go. We'll do this clearing here. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, and 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, so that's for self-sabotage. I'll do that one over again. That one's a pretty heavy clearing. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, Annika.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's a lot of energy there. We just spoke about judgments and judging ourselves and others. And, you know, obviously we do judge ourselves too, which is, you know, part of getting out of that whole circle of judgment. And Chris was commenting on it, I saw here, about even after the judgment body has been cleared, we still find ourselves judging others and ourselves, as well as a sort of self-hatred. And would the seven-generation clearing take apart that framework of this judgment process?
I would say if you have you first have to have the whole life clearing. That's what you start off with. And then some people say, you know, it worked pretty well, but it needs to go a little deeper. You know, I didn't get all the emotions cleared out of me that I thought would be cleared by this clearing, but I feel much better. Then you want to do the seven-generational one, and that goes deeper into the consciousness of what you're actually living. So ideally, I would say the seven-generational clearing will go back to all of your ancestors that lived from probably, say, 1850 to now. Okay, and there's a lot of people. There's 256, including yourself. And so you're living the life of 256 people, you know, and your life is included in that. So you have a lot of judgments there, and this is the main focus on what you're living now. This might be what we might call what's, you know, the tip of the iceberg. And remember that iceberg is very big underneath that because you have all of your other ancestors prior, we'll say, to 1850 living with you also, all other thoughts. So you want to clean those out. Now, you might ask, well, how do I know when I'm done with this clearing? How do I know how far I have to go back on my emotional clearing or whatever, or my self-sabotage or what? So what you do then is you pick an issue, and you see where you are at that particular issue. Maybe for some reason you have a tendency to drink 10 glasses of water a day. I'm not saying that's bad or that's good, but just to say you have that tendency. And you know that's an issue for you because, you know, you're becoming chemically imbalanced because you have too much water. You don't know why you're doing this here. So you clear out this energy, and all of a sudden maybe you get down to maybe half of that and you feel perfectly fine. Remember, everybody's a little different, okay? I'm not telling you how much water to drink either. And you say, yeah, that feels great. Or maybe you have an issue of something. Maybe you don't like somebody who wears earrings, okay? Maybe you're a man and you see earrings in other men, and you don't like that. Well, that's an issue. That's a judgment, okay? So right away, where did you get the judgment at? It started in you from somewhere. Maybe it just popped up out of nowhere. Did your parents teach you that's not the right thing to do? Maybe not, but somewhere along the line, you have that judgment. So what you do is when you have a clearing done, then you look and see that clearing, and eventually you're going to see that person with the earring, or many people, and remember, they're going to keep coming into your life because you have that issue. Your auric field saying, hey, bring all these men to me with earrings. I want to see them because I have this block energy and it's going to kill me. I need to get this out of my body. This is what your body's doing. So it's attracting these things to you like a magnet. And you go, man, I don't understand this. I hate seeing men with earrings. It makes me angry, you know. Well, eventually when you have the clearings done, then that judgment of the earrings is going to be gone. And all of a sudden you're going to see a man with an earring and say, no big deal, okay. Then you got it out of you. So that's the way the clearings work, okay? And who knows, maybe somebody killed you, maybe a pirate had an earring in, who knows, and they killed you, and you're holding that energy. I'm not talking about your spirit, I'm talking about your body. Okay, so maybe your body has a genetic programming in it about earrings, and it terrifies you, so now you become angry. So you know when you're done with the clearing and when you no longer resonate to it. So the energy should go right through your body. You know, I like watching, I don't watch too much of this any longer, but you see people maybe at football games, okay, and they're all rooting. So they want one team to basically harm, hurt, maybe even kill the other team because they have a cause there, you know, and they're rooting, sending all the psychic energy to the players on their particular team, and they're sending all the negative energy to whoever's on the other team. Just think of how much harm they're causing to those poor athletes, okay? And the athletes are probably run by entities to harm and hurt other people. So it's very, very destructive. And so all these people are all in judgment going to this thing, which you call sports, you know? And it's very, very sad. Just think of the gladiators, you know, in the old days and the Romans, you know, these poor guys getting killed because they're, they want to be there. You know, watching the people get killed and everything else happening to them. I won't get into that, but that's the same process. They just took it from one extreme to another. And the people hold this judgment. And so, ideally, you should be able to watch any type of sports, say a football game on TV, and look at it and go, oh, big deal, you know, and not get tied up with, you know, one team being better than the other. It's like gossip. To me, that's what it would be like. So this is the whole process. You want to be in neutral with whatever you're dealing with. So our time is kind of leaving us here. Back to you, Annika.
Yeah, I don't know if we can clarify quickly judgments and when we're speaking our truth, because obviously we all want to speak our truth, and you're speaking the truth now. And, that's basically what we're all on about. And would you say that possibly judgment holds an energy of an emotion with it?
Oh, yes, it would, yes, uh-huh.
So that would basically be a difference between holding our truth, speaking our truth, to judging,
yes,
when we get into anger or we get an emotion with it.
You want to be in discernment.
Yes.
You want to be in judgment, you want to be in discernment. And actually, you can choose right or wrong at that point. You can choose to maybe walk across the street and get hit by a car, or not to get hit by a car. No judgment in that, okay? You can choose to eat a food that is not good for you or not with no judgment, okay? Because it's just strictly an experience. So that's the whole thing.
Okay.
Is be in neutral and to be in discernment. And you know that, if you're dealing with an issue, a judgment issue, and you know you have one, well, when you get rid of it, then you're going to see everything that you've been dealing with that probably makes you angry in a whole different light, because you're not going to get angry any longer, or you won't be compelled to do something like an addiction. So looks like our show is ending here. I'm going to bring in some peace energy for everybody. Thank you, Annika.
Thank you.
And on the show here. So we're going to bring in some peace energy through the light beam. It'll be there for the next, say, half an hour, half past the hour. Here it comes. So scroll down to your monitor screen. Bring up the light beam. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, if you have any questions, please bring them up again if you can on our next BBS radio program. See you in New York, everybody, if you're back here. New Life Expo this weekend, 16th, 17th, 18th. Bye, everybody.